knows what the truth is. And so the court says, we are divided, so our interpretations of everything don't mean anything. As long as I think I'm separate from you and you think you're separate from me, and we don't think we have a common interest, which is love for each other, there's no interpretation that I make of anything that means anything if I make that interpretation as if I'm not also wanting your peace as well as mine. Any interpretation that's based just on me being happy, by definition, is a meaningless interpretation. That's why you have to work so hard for it, because it doesn't include anybody else but you. So you don't get a whole lot of help from the rest of us.
Yeah.
Why should we?
Yeah.
If you're only concerned about your own personal interests and you're not concerned about mine too, why should I help you?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people are mad about. They're mad because everybody won't help them with their own personal interests. They don't have nothing to do with the other person. So the court says my interpretations are inconsistent because I think I'm separate from you, but the Creator's interpretations are always consistent. And so we need some new interpretations, because these new interpretations are for us. We need some new interpretations of our experience so that we can have peace of mind. And when you have peace of mind, you can hear your inner guidance. Each one of us are being directed internally, but we don't hear the guidance. We don't hear the guidance because we don't have peace of mind. So I'm really trying to put you in the hands of yourself, not in the hands of me. I'm trying to help remove the blocks to your awareness of your own inner guidance. So you can be told what to do from within yourself. Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
And so the course is saying, well, if you want to get to the love, you got to start seeing everything as love or a call for love so that you can have the awareness of love. If there's just one response that I'm going to make to everything, I don't have to figure things out anymore. It's either love or it's a call for love. I was not put here without a higher teacher and a higher guide. And that teacher understands what reality is. And that part of me, he says, can teach me what reality is. And that part of me never changes his mind. We just deserve love. That's what this book says over and over again. You just deserve love. Only love and safety and security and happiness. That's it. That's all you deserve. And what created us doesn't change his mind about that. But our constantly changing interpretations of ourselves doesn't always agree with that. Because what I say about myself isn't that I always deserve love no matter what. So the only person that's keeping me outside of the kingdom is me.
Yep. Woo. Yuck.
And I fail at that just like I do at everything else. You will not succeed in keeping yourself in conflict.
Yeah.
You will fail to keep yourself away from your inheritance of joy and peace.
You.
That's a good idea. Thank you. So the Course says, now, so how do we get to the next level of consciousness? Well, the first thing you have to understand is stop trying to help people in your own way because you can't help yourself. So instead of trying to help you in my own way, he says, what I should do is just start recognizing your call for God's help. Instead of trying to help you, and I don't really know what to do for you, I need to just recognize you calling for the help of God. Because by seeing that you need the help of God, I'll see I need the help of God too. I need the help of love. And if I see you as also calling for the help of love, I recognize, you know, that's all I really want too. I want love to help me. I want God to help me. So I'm not going to try to help you in my own way. I'm just going to recognize you're calling for love and that you're really calling for help. The Course in Miracles is so cool because it never asks you to do anything that you can't do now. Because it said, see it as a call for love and don't try to help them in your own way. Two things we are, you know, we're pretty already good at the part of not helping. So that won't be too big of a stretch. You know, it won't be like, damn, I'm so helpful, now I gotta stop. You know, that ain't gonna be our problem, is it? So this is our curriculum, isn't it? It's for the people who don't like to help too much. Because they want to get back to God. Okay, so we got our way out, which is what? Recognize my call for help is what? A call for help of God. Then you recognize yours. So let me get this straight. See, everything you all do is love or call for love. Listen to my teacher. Don't try to help people in their own way, and recognize that everybody's calling for God. That's what the paragraph said. Any questions or comments about that paragraph?
I do.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand the not helping people. What does that mean?
It means don't help them.
No.
In your own way.
Making my decisions about what they
have. Yeah, it's like most people are messed up because other people are trying to figure out what's wrong with them and help them.
But that doesn't mean I can't offer God a lift if they need it.
No, I'm not saying you shouldn't do anything you want to do. All I'm saying is that we are supposed to be learning how to get in touch with the teacher of reality,
right?
Our inner guide. Your inner guide will tell you whether to pick that guy up or not. Because you want to pick that guy up, that don't mean that's the best thing for you to do. You might be picking up a serial murderer. You know what I'm saying? Just because you wanted to be helpful, that doesn't necessarily make it. You know, the court says that trust not your good intentions, because they're not enough. You know, mm-hmm. You know, think about how many times you had good intentions in your life and you really got messed up. Mm-hmm. So good intentions don't necessarily mean anything unless I'm getting inner guidance, mm-hmm. learning how to listen to my guidance.
Right.
Because my guidance will say, pick them up, don't pick them up. Mm-hmm. My guidance would tell me whether to help or not to help. So those of you who want to serve, you'll still be given a chance to serve. But this is how you can tell, according to the course, when someone has been sent to you by God to help. You want to hear it?
Yeah. You bet. Bring it on.
The real ones, not the real ones, okay, will need you just the way you are right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
The way you are right now will be exactly what they need in order for them to be helped. So the surefire sign of someone is really sent to you by Spirit is they don't ask you to change. They appreciate you the way you already are, because the way you already are is what they need.
Yes.
Who wouldn't mind helping somebody if that was the conditions of the help?
Right.
Everybody wouldn't mind. Nobody would mind helping. What, you know? So really, now, a part of your mind might want to fight that. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have anything to do with whether or not it's the truth. Your understanding, the Course says, not a powerful contribution to the truth, nor does it make it what it is. And I went, wow, that's deep. I like my understanding is what makes it true.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about you, but I would love to have everything that's happening in my life remind me of love so that I attract more love. I would love to have the teacher of everything that is give me the right responses in my life. And I would love to stop trying to figure out how to help people when I don't even really know how to help myself. And I would love to be able to recognize my call for help, so I'd stop feeling so guilty if I knew my mistakes were just my calls for help. So this sounds to me like some loving stuff.
Yeah, give that.
That's what it sounds like to me. Anybody else before I go to the next paragraph?
Press on.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier about having peace of mind and hearing your inner guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean quieting the mind?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the mind is not full of conflict thoughts. And the only reason why the mind is full of conflict thoughts is because it hasn't made up its mind about what it wants. Once you make a decision, that's the end of conflict. So the Course says that if usually when you're trying to choose between two things and you can't make up your mind, both of them are equally illusions, so it really don't matter too much which one you choose. Because something that's real has more of an appeal to you than something that's not. If they both have the same appeal, they're both the same illusion. So it's not really hard to choose. It's hard to choose between something where neither one of them is more valuable than the other one.
Wow.
I wouldn't be having the problem, you know. So, and the way that you don't conflict with any of your relationships is to be 100% committed to all of them. And if you were 100% committed to all your relationships, you wouldn't have any conflicts in any of your relationships. It's the lack of commitment that produces the conflict. You know, these are things that we need to hear, but not try to figure out. I'm gonna keep telling you, stop trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Just let yourself hear it. Just let yourself hear the truth. This is just hearing it. That's the first stage. I might not be able to answer everybody's call for love, but I need to hear that the way out is for me to recognize it as a call for love. I might not be able to listen to the one teacher of reality all the time and listen to my inner guidance, but I need to know that my teacher of reality does know the truth and it never changes his mind. See, I need to, that's the truth. I need to know that I can't help people in their own way, even though I think I want to. That's the truth. I need to see your call, what you're doing as a call for God, so I can realize, hey, if you can have a call for love and a call for the help of God, I can too. What makes me not be outside of the circle of atonement? Mm-hmm. See, if I see it for you, my mind's going to automatically start applying it to me. That's the beauty of it. Mm-hmm. So if we were to spend the same time that we spend trying to figure this out, applying the ideas to each other, we'd get the results.
Oh, yeah.
We would get the results. But we still think figuring it out. Yeah. Is going to be the way to get the answer. And that's okay. That's normal when you first get into the course, because the ego is just a part of you that analyzes everything. Anyway. But there's another part of you that knows,
yeah.
That's certain.
That's
what we're trying to get in touch with.
Yeah.
Not the one that's trying to figure out the unknown, but the one that knows. So what's the next...
When I hear you talk, mm-hmm. I don't analyze things. When you're talking, like it's...